Hale. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And then I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, of course, right now we're having a little difficulty getting our guests, so it may very well be your views. And we're going to open our lines at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you would like to give us a call. But right now I just want to comment on a couple of things that are going on today. And certainly we find that the unemployment rate is rising, that home foreclosures are continuing at an increased rate. Of course, it's the way that they write the articles in the paper. They tell you, well, home sales are up. Well, that's because there are a lot of the foreclosed homes that are being purchased, and I think rather foolishly at this time, but I'm sure people feel that, well, they're getting a real good deal because the prices on a lot of the homes has come down 25%. But I don't think that they understand that the prices could very well come down another 25% and even more than that. And you certainly don't want to try to catch a falling knife. And if I were you, I can't, of course, give you financial advice. I'm not a financial advisor, but it's sort of like trying to catch a falling knife. Do you really want to catch it or just let it fall and then pick it up after it's hit the floor? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly it looks like General Motors and Chrysler are going to go into bankruptcy. But you see, this could be the best thing in the world that could possibly happen to them. Why? Because they'd be able to get then out of the impossible contracts they have. Admittedly, it'd be hard on their employees, but the unions had bargained and put in certainly contracts which were totally unsustainable, to the point where the average worker, and this is not a skilled worker, but the average worker at the plant was getting the equivalent of $73 an hour. Now, they weren't actually getting the money. A lot of that money was going to the retirees. It was going to the health benefits of the retirees for these contracts that had just burdened General Motors down with, of course, union contracts that made them literally non-competitive with their Japanese counterparts. And, of course, the Japanese were turning out better cars very intentionally. This is part of the long-range plan to shift our production to other countries. And those of you who doubt that, we have a wonderful four-tape set. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. It was recorded probably sometime in the mid-1990s by Randy Engel, and I have one interview there, but there are interviews with a Dr. Dunnigan, who was a pediatrician in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who back in 1969 had heard an interview with the head of the, or former head of the Planned Parenthood, Dr. Richard Day, and you can look it up, and we verified as much of this story as we can. And according to Dr. Dunnigan, Dr. Day had given an address to a group of doctors and actually told them, you know, I'm going to tell you what the future holds. Don't take any notes. Don't record what I say. And then he went on to tell how they were going to too many people in the world. They're going to create new diseases. They were going to conceal the treatments for cancer. But one of the things he said was, of course, they were going to legalize abortion, which wasn't legal at that time. They were going to encourage sexual promiscuity. But they were going to shift the production of automobiles to Japan. And they were going to get the Japanese to turn out better vehicles than the Americans did. And I'll never forget, recently I went to see my mechanic, and I said, I was going to buy a car today, what car would I get? And he looked at me rather wistfully, and he said, I'd get a Toyota or a Honda. I wouldn't get an American car. So this is what they've actually done. None of this happened by accident. This is what you must understand. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Looks like we're going to have an open line this evening. So if you're out there, why, we'd love to hear from you. And basically, I'm simply talking about what's happening to our economy. And a fascinating article I was just reading a few minutes ago about Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve System, and what he is doing now to try to prevent the deflation. Now, you must understand that the Europeans refuse to do what we're doing here. The European central bankers and the leaders of France and Germany, the other European countries, say that they are not under any circumstances going to pour massive amounts of money into the economy to try to stimulate it. It's not going to do any good in the long run and will be totally destructive because it can lead to hyperinflation. Well, Mr. Bernanke is known as Helicopter Ben because back in 2002, he gave a talk that said if you ever looked like it was going to have a depression, why, first of all, you had to do is simply start printing money. You could print money and create money, and if you had to, you could even throw it out of helicopters, but you could keep the economy going. And, of course, Mr. Bernanke is not a stupid man. He realizes that if he fails to get this money out of circulation, we'll end up with hyperinflation and destroy the value of our currency. And I believe that's exactly why he was picked to become the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board in 2006. Certainly before that, three of the previous four the chairmen of the Federal Reserve Board had come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, which really controls our economy, controls our major banks, or at least the members do, controls the government, certainly prior to the Obama administration. Every president and or vice president going back to Jimmy Carter had been a member of the Trilateral Commission. There's only about 80, 85 members of the Trilateral Commission. How could that have happened by accident? Why, they control our government, but they can't tell the American people that. You're supposed to believe that you elect our representatives. You elect the President of the United States and the Vice President. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're selected. This is the one time that neither Mr. Obama or Mr. Biden are members of the Trilateral Commission. Mr. Biden was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations of the past, is not at the present time. But, of course, the significant thing is that 11 of the key people, key positions in the current administration are held by members of the Trilateral Commission with only 80 to 85, I think there are 87 members right now. That could not have happened by accident. What you must understand is nothing as it appears to be. And, of course, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Looks like we're going to be doing open lines this evening here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and it's going to be open lines this evening. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, have a comment, if you're concerned about what's happening to the economy, if you think that we've hit the bottom and things are going to start getting better now because the stock market's going up, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go up on the Internet and look up the Working Group on Financial Matters. The Working Group on Financial Matters, they're the ones who manipulate the stock market. They're a government agency made up of the representatives of the Treasury Department, the Fed, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Commodity Exchange Commission, and they basically manipulate the stock market on a regular basis. And if they want it to go up, it goes up. If they want it to go down, it goes down. Well, we've got Susan calling right now from Freedom, and she's from the Freedom Forum. Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Hi there. Doing pretty good.
I guess you're going to have another meeting here soon?
Pretty soon, on April 14th.
All right. Tell our listeners where it is and why they should come.
Okay. Well, it's Tuesday, April 14th at 7 p.m. it starts, and we're going to show two movies, The Capitalist Conspiracy by Ed Griffin, and he traces the history of the bankers and how they control money, and he does a very good job of it, and his website is Freedom Force International. You can check it out there. And Treason in America by Servando Gonzalez explains why military and economic decisions are not made for the benefit of our citizens.
All right, fine. And once again, the address.
It's 225 Rooney Street, which is closest to the intersection where Morrissey Boulevard crosses Highway 1.
All right, fine. And, of course, you just go right up Morrissey, to the, and you, instead of getting on the freeway, you go to your right there, and it's at the Quaker Meeting Hall. Isn't
that's
that
right?
Right,
exactly.
God bless. Hope you have a real good turnout.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And let's go to John, or is it Joan, calling from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Joan.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan.
Have a question or comment.
Yes, a question. Would you, in this economic atmosphere, pay off a home if you had the cash, or would you keep your mortgage?
No, I would definitely pay off the home. The reason is that if you should, for instance, lose, do you have a job? What do you do?
This is for my daughter.
All right. I would actually get that home paid off. That way, if you lose your job or something happens while you're still going to have a place to live, the last thing you want to do is be out on the street.
Okay.
Once you're out of debt, then, of course, you certainly want to get some food. You want to get the Berkey water filters. You want to get health products. You want to get seeds in a can, or various things to look after yourself. And then if you've got additional money, you probably want to go into gold and silver. And right now is a great time to invest because they manipulated the price down this last few days.
Right.
But do not get out of debt. And then the next thing you do is cut up your credit cards.
Well, she doesn't use them, but she has a job with the airlines, which is pretty secure. So we were told paid off, wait, and then paid off with cheap money. So I'll take your suggestion.
Well, I think that you just feel so much better when you're out of debt. I'll tell you, it's better at nighttime. Because even though things are pretty good with the airlines right now, you never know what's going to happen.
No.
We are living in times unparalleled in my lifetime.
I know.
All right, God bless. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And let's go to John calling from Carmel. Hi, John. How are you doing?
This is Bart, Dr. Stan.
I have a question or comment.
Yes, this is Bart, Dr. Stan.
It's Bart. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello. I had a comment. One of the wonderful things about your program is that you bridge the gap between the material and the spiritual. In other words, you offer a very advanced understanding of the activities of the globalists in this world, and as that relates to the scriptures and God and Lucifer's activities in this world, and that is unique, I think, to your program. And this is where my comment comes in, because this last week or so, or 10 days, I've been thinking a lot about a concept that I first heard of, I believe, from one of the researchers you had on your program. You may have heard of this. It's called the Black Awakening. Does that ring a bell with you?
Yes, Doug Dizdar, I believe it is.
Dizdar, yes.
Lux Dizdar. He's coming out with a book by that title very soon. And for our listeners out there, the Dark Awakening is something that's been described to us, who actually deals with people with dissociative personalities. Many of these have been programmed in either by government agents or certainly by satanic cults. And basically these people then have been told that the time is coming very, very soon when, of course, they are going to be called to go out and commit terrible acts of violence here. And, of course, as the whole society begins to collapse under the influence of the satanic forces, which are really guiding literally millions of people who've been programmed to participate in these diabolical activities when the word is given. It's a fascinating concept. I'm very impressed by Russ Dizdar. I've gotten his material, read some of it. There are satanic cults all over America. Why don't you hear about them? Why, very simply, because if you try to talk about them, the FBI will send somebody out and say, there is no such thing. Or you'll have the people who remember how they were abused in childhood, and immediately you'll have people from the false memory syndrome, which was set up by the Central Intelligence Agency with people like Sidney Gottlieb and Dr. Jocelyn West, CIA psychiatrists, putting this up saying, oh, all of these are false memories. So I think it's vitally important that you understand that there are satanic cults in this country, that people are being introduced into these ideas with a book and a DVD called The Secret, and of course being actually encouraged to get into this alternative way of thinking, this alternative spirituality through Oprah Winfrey and the people she puts on her program, like Rhonda Burns. But you go right ahead.
Yes, Dr. Stan. Russ Dizdar is one of the most impressive speakers of the many wonderful speakers I've heard on your program. I've heard him a number of times now. He's obviously done deep, deep research into this matter. And when one becomes familiar with what he calls the Black Awakening or Dark Awakening, and you look around at the events that have unfolded in the last week or 10 days in this country, you can't help but wonder to yourself, is this it? Is this the start of that? Because the magnitude of evil now is just senseless, mindless evil. I can't think of any other explanation for it. And I guess if we see a rise and a continuation of this, I'm afraid we might. I hate to say it. But if we see a rise and continuation of this, I suppose we'll have the answer to our question, is it the start of the Dark Awakening? And I'm afraid it might be, Dr.
I really think it is. In fact, if you look back over the last few months, you know, people walking into a church and just gunning down the minister. There, of course, in Mumbai, there, over in India, where you had this attack by a group of terrorists. And incidentally, nobody knows who really financed the terrorists, but there is a suggestion that they had ties into other intelligence agencies other than Pakistani intelligence, which is interlocked with our intelligence agency. But they took a Jewish rabbi, and they totally sexually mutilated him and his wife before they killed him. Why would you do something like that? Just kill them if you want to. Why would you torture them to death before you kill them? And it is part of this whole mindset, this horror that is waiting. I fear it's coming, and all we can do is sound the warning and hope that people will learn to, we're going to have to rely on the Lord. We may not survive, but our job is to do our best and to sound the alarm.
Yes, Dr. Stanton, I sure appreciate you keeping us posted on this, and we'll just wait and see what happens, and as soon as you can have Russ Dizdar back, that'll be wonderful. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're more than welcome. As soon as his book's available, we'll have him back. In fact, I just sent a book back. He'd left me. It's called Breaking This Circle, I think, of Satanic Ritual Abuse. And you can't even buy this book in the United States. All the copies have disappeared, as has the author. It talks about satanic ritual abuse in America. God bless. Thanks very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to John, who's calling from Vancouver, and is that Vancouver, Washington, or Canada?
I've driven through Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, this is Vancouver, Canada, then.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Go right ahead.
You can do all things in Canada.
Speak right up, please.
How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing great.
Yeah, recently I had a friend of mine, the brother in the Lord, and he left a message regarding the first store in Vancouver that will be cashless. You just walk in, and it's all electronic credit, and you don't need any money to buy the stuff. So he left a message on my in my answering service, and if you want, I can play it or just tell you about it.
Well, just go ahead and tell us about it.
Yeah. You know, anybody can walk in off the street, from what it sounds like, but they have to be part of registered as a part of the program or whatever, and they just walk in and I guess purchase electronically. There's no cash involved at all.
Well, I don't know whether you've actually seen the films by Pastor Billy Crone, but he, of course, talks about this sort of thing. It's called The Final Countdown, and there are 10 DVDs, but on one of them you'll actually see an advertisement was put out by IBM that was showed on national television, and it shows this fellow going into a store, and of course he's got a big overcoat on, and he's got all sorts of pockets on the inside of the overcoat, and he's stuffing things off the shelves, and you know he's a shoplifter, and he keeps looking around to make sure nobody's noticing him, and then he starts to walk out to the store, and somebody rushes up to him and says, sir, you forgot your receipt. And of course, you'll actually see this is put up by IBM. This is what they're planning. Everything will be done electronically. And of course, Pastor Crone has a beautiful set on RFID identification that has that same film clip, as well as so many other film clips actually put out by the industry. They want to track everyone and know what everyone's doing. Hang on there. And give us a call if you're out there.
Thanks.
Go right ahead, John.
Yeah, I think we're like pretty close to about 98% or 99% purchasing by electronic means.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For Liberty or 464-8295. John from Vancouver was concerned about the increased monitoring of the people there in Canada. Of course, I was pointing out that here in the United States, when, of course, they issued the Social Security cards back in 1936, they promised they would never be used for anything. They would never be used for anything other than to give us money because the government just wanted to help the elderly. Well, they were lying, as they lie about everything. Right now, of course, the Defense Department, the FBI, and other government agencies are collecting dossiers on American citizens. Certainly they have, your picture. They pick these up from the Department of Motor Vehicles, and they have your fingerprint. This is all on file on the Internet and government websites. And they lied about why they were doing it. They pretended they were a private corporation because the Department of Motor Vehicles in various states wouldn't have given it to the federal government. So they simply lied about it. They want our driver's license to become an ID card, to have an RFID chip in it. Our passports have RFID chips in it. Certainly, if you have global positioning satellite in your car, they know where you are. If you have a cell phone, they can track your location and listen to your conversations. And there's a switch in many modern cell phones where they can actually listen to your conversation even if you've turned it off. And they can track you even if they've turned it off. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is in place. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And, of course, the Defense Department is collecting a dossier on you. Not because you're a terrorist, but because you may be an American who believes in the Constitution that doesn't want to go along with this wonderful new one world order that is being planned for us. Well, we've got Doug calling from Loon Lake in Washington. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Doug. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm a first-time caller. My phone may die on me any minute. But I'm a concerned citizen, and, you know, I spent too much time in casinos myself personally. It's been a weakness for me, and I look around. Everywhere I look, they're building new casinos, and I see thousands of people in there, not out buying cars or buying stuff from small businesses, but they're in there every day, thousands of them, spending thousands of dollars. A lot of them are housewives, mothers that go out there with their food money, and I mean, people, they don't spend, so many people don't spend their money on anything except slot machines, blackjack, poker, and the state endorses this, and it's really getting to be a thorn in my side, because it's just starting to rub me the wrong way, because I've got so many friends that are in the same position I am that, you know, we just see so much money being wasted in these places, and we wonder what kind of an effect that would have on our economy.
It's going to have a terrible effect on the economy. And you've got to just say, Doug, I'm not going to do it. I'll tell you what, I have the same tendency. I used to love to play poker, and I got into a poker, and this was back 45 years ago, where it was $100, and $100 at that time was a lot of money, $100 to get in. And we played every Monday night. And, you know, after a while, I was being thinking about that poker game early in the week, you know, or at the end of the week, and Chris and I was up all night, Monday night, then I had to go to work in the morning. I finally just said, I'm not going to do it anymore. I can't do my work and continue playing poker, and I don't think I played a hand of poker since then. That was 40 years ago, but I know what a tendency is, I know the addiction, and you're just going to have to say, I'm not going to do it, and ask the Lord for help and for strength.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that if those places, and I know they do exist, so it doesn't do much good asking this, but do you think it would help our economy if there weren't such places?
Absolutely.
People instead of gambling, they'd be spending it on other things maybe that might improve our economy
absolutely.
A little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't see anything wrong with putting $5 into a slot machine. At the end of that, you just say, that's it, I'm going home. But there are a lot of people who can't do that. They are addicted to gambling. And you've just got to say, no, we'd be far better off without these places. We can't keep people from doing foolish and stupid things, but we certainly shouldn't be encouraging this sort of thing. And, of course, basically what you're saying is
the government's encouraging it.
Well, basically,
allowing these places to open up every day.
You're absolutely right. I think that this would be wrong. We'd be far better off without them.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless you. Thanks very much.
God
okay,
bless you.
Bye-bye. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And gambling is a compulsion. It's addicting. Just don't do it. If you want to waste $5, you're going to waste it, but you get wrapped up in this, you're going to end up, you know, getting rid of the family farm, and you very well destroy your marriage. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. We've got Vince calling from, how do you call it, Wantigo, New York?
Oneonta.
Okay, fine. You go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment, Vince?
I've got a couple of questions.
Okay, fine.
You were talking about the cell phones and how they have these chips in them and how they can listen to it when they're off.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know which cell phones they are, but they caught a couple of the mafia hoodlums who actually, you know, they swept the room they were in, and they didn't realize that their cell phones were actually listening to their conversations. So they don't want you to know that the cell phones can be modified so they can listen to your conversations even when your cell phone is off.
Modified by who?
Well, I believe it was the government did that. They modified those cell phones so they could listen to the conversations.
Okay, and you don't know what brands and stuff that...
I do not know. I just know that some of the modern cell phones have that ability, and there's a switch in there that can be remotely activated. And
really?
If you've got one of those things, they can listen to your conversations, they can locate you, even if your cell phone is turned off.
I mean, like, if you take the battery out, is it still...
I think if you took the battery out, you'd be all right.
Now, the other question is, with the millions and millions and millions of cell phones that are out there, wouldn't they need a humongous workforce to monitor that? I mean, I would think that the people needed to monitor that would pretty much equate to what the unemployment rate is.
Well, let me explain to you, Vince, what they do. Well, basically, if they have targeted you, why, they will have somebody listening to it. But they actually listen to every telephone conversation, and they read every fax, and they read every email. How do they do it? They do it with computers. And basically, it's not just in the United States. It's throughout the world. Computers are wonderful if you want to keep track of what people are doing. This is done through something known as Project Echelon, Echelon. Do you have a computer? Okay, you go up on the computer and type in Echelon or Project Echelon Wikipedia, and you'll find all sorts of other references to it. And what they do here in the United States, because this is dishonest, this is against the law, so they bring in British agents to do this. And so the British listens to our telephone conversations because, of course, they're not subject to our laws. And we listen to their conversations in England and Europe because we're not subject to their laws. And that's how the game is played. It's all dishonest. It's all it should be illegal. These people ought to be in prison. But, of course, they are the intelligence agency. They're known as NSA. No such agency. Most people have never heard of them. Hold on just a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and of course we have Vince calling from upstate New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And he was simply asking about a statement I'd made earlier to the effect that the government can listen to certain of the new telephones, cell telephones, even if the cell phone is turned off, and so do we have articles on that. And basically this came out because of Google. I think, Vince, we've got a lot of interference there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you all right. Anyway, Chris, Vince wanted to know how it was done. I just simply, it's all done by computers. And then if there's any questions, somebody reviews it. Anything else, Vince, before we let you go?
Yeah, if this is the case, all right, wouldn't the Civil Liberties Union be up in arms about this since they're trying to protect our freedoms?
The ACLU is financed by the same people who control the other side. The ACLU has always been a front organization. Once in a while, they'll do something that's really worthwhile, but most of the time, of course, they're simply a controlled opposition. Understand, when you want to establish a dictatorship, you want a controlled opposition. You wouldn't want an opposition you didn't control, would you?
Okay,
anything else?
Nope, I think I'm all set for today. Okay.
God bless. Okay, fine. And right now let's go to Dean, who's calling from somewhere out there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is open line Monday because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. Hi, Dean. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Shannon.
Have a question or comment? Speak up just a little louder, please.
Okay, how's that?
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
I have a question. I wonder if you would be interested
in publishing some type of a book or booklet of quotes, quotable quotes, that you're so good with that would help people when you're trying to reach someone who knows there's a problem. It works so much better if you limit what you say to one sentence or a phrase or something like that. And you have so many of them from historical people and the ones of your own that I wonder if you could put a booklet together. Things like a word or a phrase that I've spoken, lit a flame in another man's heart.
Isn't that a beautiful one? I love that.
And you have so many others. I think that if you sat down and put them down, and people could use that. One sentence is so much more when you're trying to reach someone who knows there's a problem.
Well, I tell you what, it's really a matter of time. I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I go to bed at midnight. And quite frankly, I can't take on anything additional. All the quotations eventually end up in my newsletters, which are up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. We do have them bound, but anybody can go up there and pull them down. And why don't you start collecting them, and then we get them and get them out. But quite frankly, I don't have any more hours in the day. I wish I did. I agreed to write a chapter for a book for Tom Horn, and it just got us about 2 months behind as far as my newsletters are concerned. So I think it's a great idea, but why don't you start collecting them, and I'll go over with you. How's that?
That would be fine. I knew you would say that.
God bless. Thanks so very much. Okay, fine. Well, of course, let's go to Janet, who's calling from Coeur d'Alene. Janet, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question?
I was wondering what you thought of the current money events with Obama.
Which event with Obama?
They're talking about military spending. I can't remember the gentleman that was talking about it. They were talking about military spending. They're talking about spending overseas, and they're talking about spending. Is there an end to this?
No, there is not. They are intentionally going to destroy the value of our currency. And this is what happens with all great nations. Eventually they spend themselves into oblivion. The currency is destroyed and the nation is destroyed. They know exactly what they're doing. Remember, Obama sat for 10 or 20 years in the congregation of a black minister, Reverend Wright, who hated America. Now, some of what Reverend Wright said was justifiable, but it wasn't based upon let's try to straighten America out. It was a GD America. He hated America. And, of course, this was what the real issue was. It had nothing to do with race. It was the hatred of America, and Obama was in that congregation for many years. Today, of course, he is carrying out the dictates of the people who put him in office, the people of great wealth, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Sydney Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. The big banks put Obama in power. They represent the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they are going to split us into oblivion of the idea that we can spend enough money or why we're going to correct the problem. The Europeans refuse to do it. They say, look, we'll destroy the value of the money. And, of course, Mr. Bernanke and Obama are intent upon destroying the value of our money. And there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debase the currency. That's exactly what they're doing. And our job is we've just got to get the information out.
We need to keep saying, read the headlines. You don't like it, write your senators, all that kind of thing.
No, of course, that's fine. The senator is just going to take your letter. He's going to send you back a letter. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate hearing from you, and totally ignore what you say. What we need to do is start retiring these senators. What we need to do is get the American people mad and say, we're not going to take it any longer. We've got to take America back, and time is running out.
Okay. I'm just curious.
God bless. Anything else you'd like to ask or comment on?
No. Nope.
God bless. Okay, fine. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have a wonderful little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. And it simply goes into what happened to ancient Greece, what happened to ancient Rome, what happened when Diocletian became the emperor of Rome about 300 A.D., what happened in Venice, what happened in Florence, what happened in Sydney and France in the early 1700s under John Law, what happened in America when we printed the continental currency based upon nothing, what happened in France in 1789 following the French Revolution, and on and on and on. It's always the same story. The people in charge know that. And they know there's no better way to destroy this nation, because they want to destroy this nation. Their loyalty is not to America, but to this idea of a one-world government. Listen to what Gordon Brown said after the conference this last week. Talked about an introduction to the one-world government. Read Henry Kissinger's article in the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January 2009, entitled "A Chance for a New World Order." That's what it's all about. And that's why they've got to destroy America. And they're in the process of doing it, and they've got to get away with it, unless, of course, we get the information out. And you are part of the elect of the elite. You understand what's going on out there if you listen to our programs regularly. You need to get our material. You can pull a lot of this down just off our newsletters without charts and distributed. Help us get the truth out. Well, let's go to Ray, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to mention something. I don't know if you've heard about it, but they're going to build a what they call a Singularity Institute, a university-type environment where Moffett Field used to be. But the thing is that the whole project is hooked up with NASA, hooked up with Google, hooked up with heaven knows, you know, how many corporations are involved with they're being funded. And the thing is that they're dedicated to merging men with machines. The whole thing is, I read about it, and it sounded diabolical to me, really.
It sure sounds diabolical to me, too.
And what they want to do is they want to create humanoids that are part robot, part human. They're crazy. They're absolutely crazy. They're getting funding from...
They're diabolical. They're not crazy. NASA has been involved with the occult for, well, since it was established. And many of the people involved with the formation of NASA, there was a fellow named Paulson, somebody could correct me on the name of that, but he was deeply involved in the occult. He was the already in charge of NASA for a number of years. So
yeah.
Basically, I don't know anything about Google and the occult, but it wouldn't be at all surprised. But
Sergey Brin is very... This thing about it, what's really... No, I know one thing. Sergey Brin and Google, they came to him. All the presidential candidates had to deal with him to get elected. Basically, they had press conferences with him, Sergey Brin.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. We're going to see all sorts of very strange things coming up, right?
Yeah,
all we can do is try to get the American people to think. That's our job.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, that's about all I had to say.
God bless.
Thanks.
Let's go to, I believe it's Tom calling from Chicagoland. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Always a pleasure listening to your program, and all the insight that you have is, you know, it's as new as today's newspaper, and it's as old as ancient times. And I just wanted to chime in about... the fact that here in Chicago, we have had a burgeoning number of what they call stoplight cameras all over the city and all the major intersections. And they charge $100 per ticket. It doesn't go on your DMV record or anything like that, but it's more than... You know, a revenue source, because now what they're using, we have what they call blue light cameras as well, which are ostensibly the Chicago Police Department has them in all the really bad districts. Now they have them everywhere. In fact, where I live, they have about four or five cameras within one block of where I live.
Well, I think that you're seeing this is exactly what they're doing in England. And they say in London you are photographed 300 times every day. This has nothing to do with catching the bad guys. It has to do with monitoring the good guys. It's sort of like this whole scam as far as global warming. This has nothing to do with controlling the climate. It has to do with controlling the populace. That's what it's about. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, it was one other item, and that was that the fact that those blue light cameras that they use ostensibly for the police department are now being used to monitor to see if everyone has light with their license, whether they have insurance, and if they don't, they get an automatic $500 fine in the mail.
Isn't that nice to know? The government's so concerned about us. God bless.
Unbelievable.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. And I believe that they're monitoring everything, all in the name of protecting us from the wicked Osama bin Laden or the wicked Al-Qaeda terrorist, or it's somebody. Of course, the government is there to protect us. No, ladies and gentlemen, the government is there to control us. That's what it's really all about. Because behind everything going on today are powerful spirits of forces intent upon establishing a dictatorship in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, we've got Craig calling from Santa Cruz. We actually lost Anna, who is calling from Southeast Michigan. If she wants to call back, we'd be glad to take her on. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Actually, I'm calling from Southern California.
Go ahead.
But, you know, what we have here is a criminal element that's running our government.
Right.
So you want to talk about the mafia, and you know, that's what we have, is a criminal element.
Right.
And
now they're subversive, really, because they swear to want to uphold our Constitution, and they hate the Constitution. They want, of course, to utilize the power and the military and financial power of the United States to bring about the world government. That is where their true loyalty lies.
Right. What I try to point out to people is I try to get them to see the difference between legal and lawful. And to me, man can legalize all kinds of things that God does not necessarily consider lawful. You know, you take abortion or homosexuality, for instance. You can pass a law and legalize anything you want as a man, but it doesn't mean that the ultimate lawgiver makes it lawful for you to do so.
You're absolutely right, and if we were abiding by God's law, we wouldn't be in the mess we are today as a nation, either morally or financially.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it really boils down to self-government. You know, if you can't govern yourself according to God's law, how are you going to govern over people when you're in the legislature? And we have a, you know, it's a moral problem.
You're absolutely right.
In our society.
And, of course, that was why they put the Masons on the Supreme Court, who took God and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They wanted to destroy the moral foundation of this country. They've done a pretty good job, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you were talking, I caught a little bit of Bob Chapman this afternoon. I kind of sneak in and listen at work while I'm working. But, you know, you were talking, the guy called in and talked about the mass graves they're potentially digging in Arizona or other places. But, you know, I think the elite, they look at us as no more than a commodity. I mean, we're human resources to them. And when there's 6.5 billion people in the world, I think what they perceive is we have human inflation. And, you know, we need to get rid of, you know, a certain number of people. Plus, I think that the elite, you know, what good is it to have money if you've got all this wealth and power and money if there's no resources left in the world? And I think they're worried that as the population increases, the resources are going to diminish. And it won't make any difference. If you have money, there won't be anything to buy.
And I think you're so absolutely so right. There really are people who want to kill off the majority of the population of the world, and that's why they're putting mercury in the vaccines. That's, and they left it in the vaccines for children and for the influenza vaccine. They give it to the elderly. And, of course, they give them the aluminum. These are all toxic. They put aspartame in our food and MSG, knowing that full toxicity of that. Certainly, they encourage the use of mercury, in our fillings, knowing full well that it was mercury that made the hatters go mad. Mad as a hatter, that was because they had constant contact to mercury. It is said that the one profession that has the highest suicide rate in the country are dentists. And, of course, I believe that's related to the constant exposure to mercury.
Well, thanks to you and Dr. Kennedy, I had my mercury out over the course of the last couple of years, but I've still got a toxic level in my system. You know, I just had a test done called a Nutra Eval test, and it was a very comprehensive test on all the nutrients, amino acids, and everything in my body. And I still show toxicity for mercury.
Well, hopefully you get it out. And there's certain things that you can actually take that will actually tend to lower the toxicity of that. But, I've got to run. You're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for calling. And please get the rest of those people down there in Southern California listening.
I try every day.
God bless. Thanks very much.
God bless you.
And we're going to go to Anna here in just a moment. As we begin to wrap up the program, Robert from Iowa will hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, hi, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I'm calling about which...
Just speak right up. Don't be bashful.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And they, of course, are tracking the American people and keeping dossiers on them. Oh, anything else, Anna, before we let you go? Because we're out of time.
Oh, just thank you for what you're doing.
God bless you, and you get those people there in Michigan listening, will you?
I'm trying.
I know you are. God bless. Well, let's go quickly to Robert, who's calling from Iowa. Hi, Robert. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Probably the best newsletter I've seen in years is called Last Trumpet Newsletter from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
He does an excellent job on that. He really does.
Do you get that?
Yes, I do.
Well, in there, in the March edition, he explains what this new upgrade for digital TV is all about.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, and what he's saying, it's a pretty big paragraph, but I'll go real rapidly here if I can. Many people have wondered about the television switchover from analog to digital and the little converter boxes that the government is helping people to purchase. It is quite a scheme, and the upgrade is one that will facilitate high-tech mind control. Our U.S. military has used such technology for over 10 years, and it was used in the Iraqis to bring them over to their knees quickly when invaded in 1990. The technology is called Silent Sound Spread Spectrum, or SSSS, U.S. Sat number 4, 858612, was issued to Philip Stockland on December 19, 1983 for the invention. It is also known as the Sound of Silence. Remember the Simon Garfunkel song? And it works by the transmission of sound undetected by the ear but planted into the human auditory cortex of the brain. It is the ultimate in universal mind control. Now, this goes on, but I'm not going to read it all.
All right, fine. Well, I appreciate it. We're out of time, but God bless. Yeah. Thanks very much for bringing that to our attention. That's a good newsletter, though. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, this is the time when I have to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us, why, and we'd appreciate hearing from you. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you're in a position to do that financially. Why, you certainly can. Of course, we do have a site on our website for PayPal if you'd like to make a direct donation. Or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You're welcome to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our the various items that we have there. We have a lot of DVDs. We have, of course, our radio programs. You can listen to 5 hours a day or 9 hours a day on the satellite feed. And then there's the blog, and there's the MP3 versions of that. And then, of course, we certainly have the newsletters are there as well. So go to the website, and I hope you'll enjoy it. As much as you can, knowing what you're getting into, but understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You need to read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. You need, Chris, to certainly get the talk we have on the secret knowledge. It goes into this basically secret that put out by Rhonda Burns, pushed by Oprah Winfrey. It's all about this other mystical world you can come in contact with, how you can harness that to your own use. And, of course, if you do that, why, it's at the very expense of your eternal salvation. Understand there really are powerful spiritual forces out there. You need to see the new DVD we have, The Eye of the Phoenix, and then, of course, the other in the series, The Secret Mystery DVD, and The Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. We've got so many unusual DVDs. You want to know about how they killed Martin Luther King and who was involved? We have a 4-tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King and the book that goes with that, An Affair of State. If you want to know about how they tried to kill all the American servicemen, over 280 of them on the USS Liberty back in 1967, we have interviews with these men who for 20 years kept silent because they'd been threatened. They threatened to kill them if they told the truth about what happened that day during the 1967 war. We even have a Liberty special. You want to get that? So much more. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rose of Oath Keepers, and this is an effort to get our military and our police officers to realize that they've sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution, not to support the President, not to support the government, not to support Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller and the Trilateral Commission that control our government. They have sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution of the United States. Stuart, thank you so very much for being with us.
You're very welcome. Glad to be here.
Well, why don't you give our listeners just a little of the background? How does it come up that you came to create this organization? What is it doing? What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, my first the first idea to do this came during the Congressman Paul's campaign. I was a volunteer here in Nevada, and as it became clear he wasn't going to be the nominee for the Republican Party, I started thinking about what's going to come next, and I saw that the window of opportunity for us is rather narrow, and things are happening very fast, and we can't be sure, we can't know the future. And so I thought that the best place to focus, if I was going to focus on turning 1 million men and women in this country to being staunch defenders of the Constitution, what better place to focus my efforts than on the military? And then also another gentleman who was in the Ron Paul campaign here in Nevada is a former police officer, retired police officer. And then he encouraged me to also include the police. And so that's what we decided to do. And this effort began before the election. I think it's very important for people to realize that. It wasn't a matter of, you know, Obama was elected and all of a sudden we started freaking out. We were concerned about the growth of expansion of power of the presidency and the power of the government in general over the people before the election. It didn't make a difference to us who was going to be elected. And then I reached out to other veterans and also to active duty military, including officers, and they came on board as advisors behind the scenes, so to speak, and we crafted our list of 10 orders we will not obey. And not long ago, about 3 weeks ago, we issued this list of orders, this declaration of orders we will not obey. And that's what kind of caused the first firestorm of interest. We've only been up on a blog for now not quite a month, and we've already gotten several hundred thousand hits, and it's spreading. What we wanted to happen was for it to spread and go viral, and for people in the military and veterans and police all to start talking about where their line is, where their line in the sand is. And that's exactly what's starting to happen. We're seeing that all over the internet, and we're hearing from reports back that this is being discussed. And in fact, we actually heard that was being discussed. These issues were being discussed even before Oath Keepers came about. But we're just kind of helping along the process because members of the military understand what's going on, and they can see, just as you and I can see, that the nation they swore to defend and the Constitution they swore to defend are being subverted. So our mission is nothing less than to reach out to every single one of them and to remind them of their oath, make sure they have a deep enough understanding of what it was they swore an oath to defend, which was a constitutional republic. And once we reminded them of what it was they were sworn an oath to defend, to get them thinking in advance about whether their particular lines in the sand are, what orders they would consider to be just so egregious and such a violation of their oath that they just cannot, in good conscience, obey.
Well, I think people have to go back to the first Russian Revolution. It came about because the Russian soldiers refused to fire on Russian citizens. They just said, we're not going to do it. And so they, in effect, mutinied. They sent another unit, and they joined them, and that's how the Russian Revolution came about. That's the one they think they fear here. They're not very many people on the other side, but they hate the Constitution. They're subversives. And we need to make sure the police are on our side.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, fine. Well, now, of course, I don't think it would be significant, very important for military leaders or members of the military or certainly police officers or people within the police and law enforcement to have it publicly known how they feel about this, but in their own heart they have to know where their loyalty lies. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, it's entirely up to them. We do have some active duty we've had active duty, one of the most special forces sergeant who's kind of a short timer, and he went ahead and signed his name on his testimonial. If folks go to our website, which is oath-keepers.blogspot.com, they can read their hundreds of testimonials that have been sent in from active duty military, police, and also veterans. And some of those gentlemen who are active duty prefer to remain anonymous, and some go ahead and put their John Hancock on there for all to see, and that's entirely up to them. Obviously, the majority prefer to stay anonymous, at least for now, and that's perfectly understandable. But that's their call.
Well, no, have you had any contact with Jack McLam and his Aid and Abet newsletter, which has been really working in this line, this general theme for a long period of time?
Well, I did indirectly. I had heard that someone emailed me. In fact, no, it was a phone call. A retired colonel called and said, "Hey, you're on the Jack Lamb show. He's reading the Declaration of the orders the Oath Keepers will not obey aloud on his show." And so I tuned in, and listened, and then I called into his show. But we haven't had any contact other than that. And I remember his initiatives from way back in the 90s. I remember that. I think it was called Vampire Killer 2000. A local police officer here in Las Vegas had handed me a copy of one of those. But I'd actually forgotten all about that. And but now I remember he's been harping on the same idea for quite some time. And I just recently sent him a message, an email, but I haven't heard back from him yet. But wanted to thank him for doing that. And of course, then there's a sheriff. There's also Sheriff Mack, who has been working for many years as well, that gets the sheriffs to realize their power and their responsibilities. And he now has a new book out on just that.
And then we really should get Sheriff Mack on our program. I keep meaning to do it, but I'm always meaning to do things
that
just don't have hours
in
the day. But I think what you're doing, of course, is a great idea. And just a moment, when we have all of our stations back on board, I want to go over these ten statements that these are basic principles. These are orders that police and our military will not obey, because these are orders which are in violation of the Constitution they've sworn to uphold, and our leaders don't believe in the Constitution. They hate freedom. They hate America. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, this evening, Stuart Rhodes, and we're talking about Oath Keepers. So what are these 10 statements? Now, remember, Oath Keepers have only been around for about a month, but they've had a tremendous impact, and an awful lot of people have been to their website. How many people have been to your website so far, Stuart?
I'd say close to 200, about 200,000.
Well, that's amazing in a short period of time.
And
what are the 10 statements?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was letting you know that it's also been reposted all over the web. Other websites have posted this list and have spread around like crazy.
Well, what are these 10 statements, that these 10 orders that the Oath Keepers will not enforce? Because, of course, they would be violating their oath to our Constitution if they were to obey them.
Right. What we did was we sat down and figured out what are we consider to be the 10 key things, 10 key tripwires, the most important lines in the sand. And so our list is, in summary, it's this. Number one is we will not obey orders to disarm the American people. And as we explain, when folks go to our website, on the right-hand column, they'll see the summary list. But if they click on the main title, the hyperlink above the list, they can go to the full declaration, which contains details for each numbered order that we will not obey, with an explanation of why, you know, giving all the history. Like for number one, we will not obey orders to disarm the American people. The history of that is that the attempt to disarm the colonists on April 19, 1775 was the spark of open conflict in the American Revolution. And we look back on that as what it was, which was an act of war against the American people, and they fought back and justified rebellion against that. And any such order today would be likewise an act of war against the American people and an act of treason. And so we say that we will not make war on our own people, and we will not commit treason by obeying any such treasonous orders.
And I think it's important that people remember the history of what happened. The Redcoats, they were Hessian soldiers. They were mercenaries, and they were actually had been told to march on Lexington, where there was an armory, and there were weapons there. They were going to take all those weapons so that the colonists would have no means of protecting themselves. And, of course, they met, of course, the resistance at a place called Concord on the road to Lexington, and that was where the shot was fired. There was heard throughout the world that set off the Revolutionary War, when people said, we're not going to let the King of England disarm the people because, of course, we have a right to be free. So that was a momentous occasion. And what you're really doing is simply reiterating what our colonists said at that time. I mean, the Second Amendment of the Constitution guarantees the American people the right to keep and bear arms. And there are people who want to disarm us. They, of course, using the media now and all these recent atrocities to drum up support for gun control. But it is unconstitutional. These people don't believe in the Constitution. They hate the Constitution, and they hate freedom. Their loyalty is to a different force, a different agenda. And so you're going to say, your people, the oath takers, are going to say, we're not going to disarm the American people or aid in that. Is that correct?
That's right. And it goes even deeper than being a violation of the Constitution. We should all remember that there was no Second Amendment on April 19, 1775, and yet they still understood that the attempt to disarm them was a violation of their natural rights and of the traditional rights of Englishmen. And so that's one thing we always emphasize, is that the Bill of Rights is a reflection of that experience and a reflection of that fight. Their wisdom and their attempts to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And history is repeating itself. The same things that were done to the colonists, all of the violations of their rights, whether it's the right to bear arms or denial of their right to jury trial, all of that is beginning to happen again. And number two is we will not obey orders to conduct warrantless searches of the American people. And yet again, that was one of the causes of the American Revolution, were the use of what they called writs of assistance, general warrants not requiring showing a probable cause and not specifying what's to be searched for, and without having to go to a judge. And so just as that was a violation of the right of the people to be secure in their persons, places, and effects, homes and effects, same would happen today. And what we have in mind here is not necessarily, we all know the Fourth Amendment is being violated quite often, and it's been almost gutted. But what we're talking about is more the mass house-to-house search for weapons and things like that. Things like happened during Katrina.
I agree with you, and I think we should all be concerned about the fact that there are people within government who would disarm us who do not believe in the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Right. And we saw that in Katrina. And, you know, if you've ever studied the history of what happened there, they created that crisis just exactly as they created this whole war against terrorism. You get in the background of the war on terrorism. Where did Al-Qaeda come from? Why, it came from the Mujahideen, who were recruited by the CIA to fight in Afghanistan during the 1980s. And who funded them? Why, your government. Who funded the Taliban? You read my material on the background of what happened over there. The books that were written before September 11th, Dollars for Terror and Unholy Wars, the CIA was funding the Taliban. The CIA was funding the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda. Now they created the enemy. Now, of course, we've got to take the freedom away from the American people. We've got to be able to have warrantless searches to protect us from those wicked terrorists who had actually been created by the Central Intelligence Agency. And there are other intelligence agencies. The best enemy, American tax dollars, goodbye. So go right ahead. I think that we certainly concur with point one, point two. What's point three?
Point three is we will not obey orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to military tribunal. And there again, at the time of the American Revolution, because the Crown knew that no American jury would convict someone like, you know, John Hancock, who was a notorious smuggler, they would take people and they'd whisk them away to England for trial, or they'd try them before a court of admiralty. They would go right around the traditional due process rights of the people to a jury trial. And since 9/11, we've seen the very dangerous claimed power to detain not just a foreign enemy, but also American citizens under military detention and try them by military tribunal. This is the power that the Bush administration claimed. But something that people don't realize, most people don't know, is that that was actually proposed first during the Clinton administration. I mean, this was done by Lincoln and also by FDR in history. But as far as for modern application, it was during the Clinton administration that two lawyers wrote an article in the Oklahoma City Law Review in 1996 proposing that McVeigh and the militias be stripped of their Bill of Rights protections and that the laws of war and military tribunals be applied to them. So they wanted to apply military tribunals to McVeigh and even to the entire militia movement, even though McVeigh had never been in a militia. So thankfully that proposal was not put into effect by Clinton. But the thing is that the structure for just that has now been put into place by the Bush administration and is now in the hands of Obama. So he could very easily, all the precedents, all the arguments that those lawyers wanted to apply to the militia movement have been put into place by Bush in his attempt in the fight against Al-Qaeda. And so now President Obama can point to a 2004 Supreme Court decision called Hamdi that says that there's nothing that prevents the United States government from declaring one of its own citizens to be an unlawful enemy combatant and detaining them and trying them by military tribunal.
And I think we have to understand that, of course, they have already established the precedent that those people who adhere to the Constitution or who are Christians are potential terrorists. And we actually have posted up on my webpage the brochure that was passed out by the Phoenix, Arizona Anti-Terrorism Task Force. And there, of course, they tell you how you can identify a terrorist. Now, this was in 1999 under Janet Reno and, of course, under Mr. Holder, who is our current Attorney General. But it's said you can tell a terrorist because they talk about the Constitution. They are Christians. They belong maybe to the Christian Identity Movement or other things. But the fact that people who actually talked about the Constitution are potential terrorists, and this was circulated by the Phoenix Anti-Terrorism Task Force, the precedent is already there. Eric Holder, who was involved in this with Janet Reno in 1999, is currently our Attorney General. I think we should all be concerned, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, like you said, that's the pattern. You can look back to H.R. 1955, which was proposed, and it's a bipartisan assault on the American people, which proposed to set up these centers to study American people and put labels of dangerous, subversive, radicalization. And so that's what happens every time a government wants to oppress its own people, is it labels them as the other, labels them as the internal enemy, and then scares the heck out of all the rest of the citizenry. And you know, its most full-blown example would be like Stalin's terror in Russia, where absolutely anybody could at any time be labeled an internal enemy. And the term was so vague that it applied to almost anyone. And so they all trembled in terror. So that's what they're trying to do here as well, is, like you said, is make it so that anyone who defends the actual republic and the actual Constitution is now labeled as a subversive and a destroyer of the country, when it's exactly the opposite. So that's what governments do. And so we should be very aware that this is what they're trying to do. That's part of our effort with Oath Keepers, is to reverse that and to break down that artificial wall that they're trying to put into place between the citizenry and the police, between the citizenry and the military. And that they're trying to make it an us versus them kind of thing and divide and conquer. And that's one of our goals, is to rip that down.
And we are all Americans. We're the majority. There are not very many people on the other side, maybe 100,000 at most, only probably 5,000 people at the very center of this, the Brotherhood of Darkness. The vast majority of the American people value freedom. They fear God. They believe in individual freedom. It is just a small, subversive group that's gained control of our government, and nobody wants to talk about them being subversive. But you cannot be loyal to the concept of a world government and loyal to the concept of our Constitution with individual freedom under God. They are simply like oil and water. They don't mix. We'll be back here in just a moment with Stuart Rhodes on the oaths of the Oath Keepers. Go right ahead, Stuart.
How you doing, sir?
No, go right ahead.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Without the express consent and invitation of a state's legislature and governor. And so that's, there again, it's a recognition that this is a dual sovereignty system with states sovereign within their sphere and the national government within its sphere, and respecting that line of separation. And, you know, if anyone should be handling internal emergencies or any kind of emergency, natural disasters and whatnot, it should be the National Guard, the militia of that state, under the command of that state's governor. That should be the first line of any kind of reaction. And it's part of also recognizing that separation of sovereignty and respecting the sovereignty of the states. Number five was, we will not obey orders to invade and subjugate any state that asserts sovereignty and declares the national government to be in violation of the compact by which that state entered the Union. And we know that there's been, as you've seen, there's been a recent firestorm of initiatives, referendums coming out of states asserting their sovereignty and stating very clearly that there is a line, there's a limitation on the national government's power, and the states are going to intercede and interpose themselves between their own people, the people of the states, and the national government if it comes to it. And this is harkening back to Kentucky resolutions and the Virginia resolution written by Jefferson and Madison in reaction to the Alien Seditious Acts. And so this has a long history. And we've gotten some people that emailed in or a post comment saying that we're trying to revitalize the Confederacy. Well, it has nothing to do with the Confederacy. It has everything to do with the clear understanding of Jefferson and Madison of the nature of the compact, of the nature of the republic that was founded with the Constitution.
And it really is, how's the view about states' rights? The federal government was a product of the states, not the states a product of the federal government. And, of course, the whole idea was initially to have a very weak federal government where the senators were elected by the state governments, not by popular acclamation, because once, of course, they were elected in the general election, why, then they could be bought and sold. And who do you think puts up the hundreds of millions of dollars, say, for Dianne Feinstein's election? It's certainly not coming from mom and pop, you know, in a little store here or elsewhere. It is put up by people of great wealth who want to control one senator, and Dianne Feinstein is one of the finest senators that money could buy. And the same thing with Barbara Boxer. So basically what we need to get back is to this idea that the federal government is a product of the states. And if once they violate their oath with the states do have a right to withdraw. They certainly do in Canada. They do, according to our laws here. The Civil War had nothing to do with slavery. It had everything to do with civil rights. They've simply distorted history since that time. Go right ahead, Stuart.
Number six is we will not obey any order to blockade American cities, thus turning them into giant concentration camps. And this is something that could easily be done. Every city, most cities have just a few highways going in or out. And if those were blocked off, it'd be very easy to turn them into a giant concentration camp. And that's something that's been done throughout history, whether it was done by the Nazis at the Warsaw Ghetto or by the Japanese at Nanking. That's one thing that happens oftentimes is that an oppressor will block people from being able to leave a city. And we saw that during Katrina. Amazingly enough, you had people who were told to go to the stadium and told they would get help there, and when they went there, they were not allowed to leave. They were forbidden to leave. There's a videotape of some of the Fox News reporters standing on a bridge just amazed and incredulous that these people are not allowed just to walk across that bridge and get out of there. And so we look at that as, you know, a chilling example of just how quickly in this country you can have a repeat of the same kind of arbitrary and capricious detention of an entire neighborhoods or even an entire city.
I think the precedents are already there. What we need to do is have the people prepared for them and thinking ahead, and I think that's what's so great about what you're doing. Go right ahead, Stuart.
And number seven is we will not obey any order to force American citizens into any form of detention camps under any pretext. And once again, we can look at the 20th century, the history of the 20th century, and see where that was done repeatedly. And in fact, it was done even here on U.S. soil to citizens of Japanese American descent.
And I think it's really so. It's amazing that just a few years ago, they appropriated $82 million to rehabilitate those Japanese concentration camps. Why would they have done that within the last 3 or 4 years? Well, the excuse was, well, we never want to let the American people forget how terrible it was to put Americans in concentration camps. But if that is true, why did they give $385 million to Kellogg, Brown, and Root to begin building new concentration camps in America? What do they really have in mind? What are they concealing from the American people? Well, Stuart, you go right ahead.
One thing I want to let your listeners know about is that we are going to have a muster on the Lexington Green on April 19th, 2009, to renew our oaths. And we were invited by Committees of Safety, which is an organization started by Walter Reddy and Edwin Vieira, and to go and speak there. But then we decided to go ahead and we're going to hold a special oath reaffirmation ceremony on Lexington Green. And I can't imagine a more powerful place to be to once again renew the oath to defend the Constitution. And so we'll be there, the Oath Keepers. In fact, we have Sheriff Mack is joining us as a guest there, and he'll be speaking, and we have several other very amazing guests that have been invited. One of them is Michael New. I've not heard yet back whether he's going to be there or not, but hopefully he'll be there. And some of the legislators who have sponsored sovereignty initiatives in the states are going to be there as well. So it's shaping up to be kind of a who's who of the, you know, the cutting edge of the Patriot movement are going to be there.
Now, when is this going to be, Stuart?
April 19th, 2009. This year, in just a little over a week, on Lexington Green, where the first shots were fired in the American Revolution, Lexington, Massachusetts, right there on the green from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. on to Sunday, April 19th, we have the green. We reserved it, and the Committee of Safety were able to reserve it after quite a bit of intrigue and haggling with the local town council. They were able to reserve the green, and we will be there along with them for a celebration of and remembrance of what those men did.
I wish you had more time ahead of time so we could get the word out far and wide, but we'll do the best we can.
Absolutely. Well, here's something else that's going on, is we have people who are going to be doing the same thing across the country who are just spontaneously holding their own oath reaffirmation ceremonies. And if someone has never taken the oath, they're welcome to join us. Even if they've never been in the military or been a police officer, they're welcome to join us and take the oath for the very first time. And we've invited Congressman Ron Paul. We've invited Judge Napolitano to administer the oath. I don't know yet whether that's going to happen. It's such short notice. But regardless of whether or not that happens, they're welcome to join us there, and they're welcome to do their own oath reaffirmations, whether they're at an Appleseed shoot or wherever they're going to be for the weekend, to go ahead and renew their oath.
Well, it sounds like a great idea, and what we need to do is get people to understand that there really is a movement across America in the various state legislatures to reaffirm a belief in the Tenth Amendment and in the Bill of Rights, the foundation of our constitutional protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, of course, is Stuart Rhodes. He's just telling us there's going to be a meeting on the green in Lexington, Connecticut. It's going to be on the, it's just going to be about a week from now. It's going to be on, the 15th of April?
Right. No, it's the 19th of April.
The 19th of April.
Right.
So it's
Lexington Green in Massachusetts on April 19th, which is the anniversary of the first shots in the American Revolution.
Okay, fine. So if you're out there, of course, remember April 19th, that was the same day that they attacked the enclave there at Waco, very, very meaningly. They knew what they were doing. That was the day of the Oklahoma City bombing. April 19th, a very important day in history, and it did not happen just by accident, I'm sure. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question from Stuart. But once again, I want you to get your website out so people will know, of course, how they can get in touch with you and if they'd like to contribute to what you're doing, how to go about doing it.
Okay. Yes, our website is oath-hyphen, which is just a horizontal dash, hyphen dash, so oath-keepers.blogspot.com, oath-keepers.blogspot.com. And we do accept donations, and those will go directly to getting us to Lexington Green, first of all, but then also to expanding our program beyond that and do our outreach. And on our website, on the right-hand column up in the corner, there's a donation button that folks could use if they're able to support our efforts. But even more important, the donations, we want them to take anything they see on the website, print it up, whether it's a list of 10 orders from Winona Bay or anything else we have on there, and take that stuff and take it out and hand it to a police officer, hand it to someone serving in the military, and spread the word.
I agree with you. I think it's a great idea. We've got Ray calling from Santa Cruz. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is, sounds like a great idea. I know you've been on some of the other major national radio programs, haven't you?
That's right. I was on G. Gordon Liddy's show and on Alex Jones' show and a few others also.
All right, fine. What sort of reception did you get from G. Gordon Liddy?
No, he loved it. He thinks it's fantastic.
Right. Well, that's great. He's quite an individual. Well, right now we've got Ray calling. Hi, Ray. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I had a question. I don't know whether either one of you or Stuart has heard, but I read that Willie Brown, you know Willie Brown from Oakland, I guess he is a representative. He made a crack. He said the police, referring to the Oakland police, you know, because of the shootings that happened, he made a crack saying that the police were a paramilitary organization. Is that true? He said they were a paramilitary organization.
What are your thoughts on that, Stuart?
Well, there has been. I'm no fan of Mr. Brown, but there certainly has been an alarming trend to militarize the police. And we saw both at Ruby Ridge and at Waco where you had a blurring of the lines between, you know, procedure that police use and military procedures. You had military rules of engagement. And in the name of the war on drugs, you've seen that in this country, a very alarming increase in the use of military-style tactics, no-knock raids, things like that. I mean, if someone comes to my door in the middle of the night and just kicks in my door without even knocking, you know, it's very likely that I'm going to think it's a home invasion and I'm going to react violently. And so, and I'm not alone in that. And so you wind up with all these tragedies, people being killed, like that one elderly lady, I believe she was in her late 80s, who was gunned down by the local police department because they just busted into her house, and she thought it was local gang members breaking in, and so she fired at them, and they killed her. So I think that there is an alarming trend of militarization of the police. And the police need to get back to the idea of being peace officers and respecting the property and the liberty of the people.
And I think, Ray, if you watch television, you'll always see, you know, they come to the door, they're in their SWAT, they got their vests on, you know, and of course they knock once at the door and then they break the door down.
Yeah.
This is not the way, in America, you should be serving a warrant, but what they're trying to do is get the American people
used to
this through the technique of television, and of course you usually identify with those detectives that are there. Are breaking into people's homes.
Yeah.
They go in without warrants. They do not knock at the door. They do not say, we have a warrant. They say somebody's got to run out the back door. Well, you said somebody around behind the door. They do not have to do this, but they want the American people to fear the police. This is what it's all about. So anything else, Ray?
There was one other thing I wanted to mention, that Raytheon Corporation is involved. I guess they've already made it, but they've already invented a pain ray, which the LAPD apparently is interested in. It's some kind of really horrid device that can not only immobilize but kill somebody, and they want to use this thing. They want to use it.
I know. Well, we've got a lot to be fearful of. What we need are responsible police officers who are here to be public servants, not to be public masters, and not to represent a ruling oligarchy that wants to imprison and enslave the population. Thanks very much for calling me.
Okay.
Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Terry calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Have a question or comment?
It's still open hour tonight, right?
Well, no, we're ready. This is our, we're ready talking about the Oath Keepers.
The what?
The Oath Keepers. We're talking about the Oath Keeper movement, which is an organization that's put together to try to get our military and our police to swear an oath that they will abide by the Constitution and they will not carry out unconstitutional orders. So that's really what this hour is about.
Well,
but you, Nick, we'll have an open line on Wednesday, so you can call then if you want to bring up another subject, okay?
Well, could I mention one thing that a guest earlier brought up?
Sure, go ahead.
It was your guest from Vancouver who mentioned that he thought a TV camera was inside those little HDTV boxes that they're sending out.
Right.
Well, that's probably more disinformation than information, but if your listeners wanted to check into high-frequency transmission, there's an item called S-Quad or Squad. If you type in four S's and high-frequency, you'll learn about what they're putting in the digital bandwidth on this HDTV. It's a super high frequency that you can't hear with your ears, but your brain hears it. And that's what they used in the first Gulf War. When all those battalions of soldiers, the Iraqi soldiers, came in with their hands in the air and their weapons dismantled, all it told them to give up. Well, it was the U.S. military technology that they beamed on them at that time, I believe, from helicopters. But it can be packed into a digital transmission, and that's pretty much the bottom line where they're getting us on HDTV.
All right, fine. Thank you very much, Terry. I don't know whether that's true or not. May very well be. I think we're going to have a lot more research on it. And,
oh, yeah.
But you get any documentation on that, you ship it to me, will you?
Well, you can pick it up on The Last Trumpet Ministries.
All right, yes, right. Okay, we talked about that the last hour, and I appreciate so much your calling.
Okay, sure, thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if you call in, let's talk about what Stuart Rhodes is doing. And the Oath Keepers, which is a phenomenon. It's only been around for a month, and yet it's having already an impact on many of the police officers and many of the military who are loyal Americans. A lot of these people risk their lives every single day because they believe in America. What they do not understand is that many of our leaders do not believe in America. They have a different agenda, a different worldview. And, of course, their dedication to the idea of a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world ruling elite, a one-world, of course, religion, because there's an intense hatred of Christianity in everything that they do, which is why they put their people into the Supreme Court to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they hate the God of the Bible. Well, let's go ahead, Stuart, and have we gone through the full 10 of them so far?
Not quite. We still have a few left.
Well, let's go for it then.
Okay. Number 8 is that we will not obey orders to assist or support the use of any foreign troops on U.S. soil against the American people to, quote, keep the peace or maintain control, quote. And we see that as a potential, a very serious potential future event, and we are making it very clear ahead of time that we're not going to allow that.
And first, the other thing I really think I'm very concerned about is the mercenaries, the Blackwater and other mercenaries that they used there in Katrina, that they're using over in Afghanistan, Iraq today. And we're talking about tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, or well over 100,000 mercenaries. They used those in Katrina. Why did they do that? I think to establish a precedent of mercenaries being used at the point of a gun to control American citizens. Have you considered at all including anything about mercenary troops being used against the American population? It's just like it was at the time of the American Revolution. The Redcoats were Hessian soldiers. They were soldiers for hire.
Well, when you go to the full declaration on that number 8, we discuss how during the American Revolution the British government enlisted the aid of Hessian mercenaries in an attempt to subjugate the rebellious American people. And we say throughout history, repressive regimes have enlisted the aid of foreign troops and mercenaries that have no bonds with the people. So, yes, we're definitely aware of that history. And so, just like I said, every repressive regime tends to go through the same steps and use the same mechanisms, broad mechanisms, to oppress the people.
Sort of like deja vu all over again, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. And so that's kind of our point. Is we know that most people in the military, just like most of the rest of us, went through public school and didn't learn this history, and so we want to make sure we give them a little bit of a dose of American history so they can, you know, they can learn from the past. As Patrick Henry said, I have no light which to guide my feet, but by experience. And so the same goes for us.
Amen to that. Well, go right ahead.
Okay, and number 9 is that we will not obey any orders to confiscate the property of the American people, including food and other essential supplies, under any emergency pretext whatsoever. And there again, one of the causes of the American Revolution was seizure and forfeiture of American ships and goods and supplies. And we've seen throughout history that deprivation of food has been a weapon of war oppression, with millions that intensely starved to death by fascist and communist governments in the 20th century alone. And so we consider
an attempt to deprive the American people of their food or other essential supplies and to commandeer and confiscate such supplies to be an act of war.
And I certainly agree with you. And I think that they very well, you know, if things got bad in this country, they would probably go around and confiscate food supplies, because then you'd be totally dependent upon the government. They'd go around and confiscate cars. They'd go around and confiscate gasoline. They'd confiscate whatever they want to, all in the name of gold and silver and guns. And you'd become a criminal if you did anything to try to protect yourself against the oppressive of government, but it always be done in the name of, we're from the government, we're here to help you. And that, of course, is a great tragedy. Government is never here to help us, and especially the one that we have now, where both political parties are controlled by the same thing and have used the military and financial power of the United States to bring about this one world government and wage unjustified wars throughout the world. This is why we have our troops stationed in 131 stations throughout the world. This is why one in every 33 Americans today is in prison, probation, or parole. But we're never going to hear about that on 60 Minutes. We'll go right ahead, Stuart. What were the last two items?
Well, the last one, we're on number 10 now. And number 10 is we will not obey any orders which infringe on the right of the people to free speech, to peaceably assemble, and to petition their government for a redress of grievances. And as we point out, you know, without the ability to speak and to there can be no peaceful restoration without free speech. And every tyrant understands that the pen of someone like Thomas Paine is far more dangerous than armies. And so they always attempt to stifle and control the ability of the people to speak and communicate.
And of course, we saw this recently in London. Of course, they brought in something like 100,000 people from all over Europe and some from America. Who paid their way? Nobody ever asked who put up the money. For the same people who are putting on the meetings over there. They want a spectacle. They want a controlled opposition. We have a beautiful four-tape set on the battle in Seattle, which is a prototype of what happened this last week over in London. It's the story of a meeting against the, I think it was the World Trade Organization or the World Monetary Fund, up in Seattle a few years ago. And it was at all staged. The violence was staged. They had their agent provocateurs. They got a lot of idealistic people out there. And then they got the police with their shields, and they look like Darth Vader, and they're shooting tear gas, and they're clubbing people, and the people are fighting back, and that's exactly what they want. They do not want the right of the people to peacefully assemble and redress of the grievances. They've got their agent provocateurs lighting fires and committing acts of vandalism to justify the police taking after them. It's a standard technique. It's been used for a long time. If you haven't seen heard our four tape set on the battle in Seattle, it explains exactly the techniques. They use them over and over again. They always work. And until the people understand that they control both sides, nothing really makes sense. Well, we don't certainly want our police and our military carrying out their techniques, do we?
That's right, we don't.
So basically, you know, as the police and as the military see this, do you think any of the highly placed military people, I'm talking about the generals here in the United States, understand that there really is a move to establish an authoritarian society and then an authoritarian world society?
Yes, I do. I believe that's true. I think quite a few of them are waking up. And we have some rather high-ranking officers who will be attending April 19th. I'm not going to give their ranks or where they're from, but we have surprisingly, for such short notice, we have a pretty large number of active duty military are coming, and so among them are going to be officers. And we're talking like 06 and above. And so I believe it has. It is spreading, and it is these things are being discussed among all the troops. And it was already going on before the Keepers launched our effort, but I think it's going to intensify, and that's our goal. We want to see those conversations being undertaken. We get reports back that sergeants are sitting down with their entire platoon and talking to them about their oath and talking to them about, you know, where the lines of the sand are, and even reading out our list of 10 orders. Now, I want folks to understand one thing, is that list is not exhaustive. It's not, you know, like all of the things we would consider to be unconstitutional. It's a starting point to spark discussion, And as I said, it's the things we consider to be, you know, very, very clear lines in the sand to us, and we would hope to everybody else. But we don't expect everyone to agree with us on everything. But what we do want is them to start discussing and knowing themselves and thinking things through in advance. Because when you think something through in advance and prepare yourself, then you're much more likely to follow through than if you're caught flat-footed, like some of the National Guard troops or the police were in during Katrina. They were given these orders, and they probably had never thought about it ahead of time. And so we don't want to see a repeat of that.
In fact, there's even something we have up on our website where I think it probably looks like a captain in the National Guard is saying, I never thought I'd be a required order to disarm the American people. Well, if he thought of ahead of it, he might have just said, I'm not going to do it. That's what they fear, is people declaring their freedom. Well, we've got 3 minutes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Internet posted there, and you can pull it down there. If you record it off our website, if you don't want to do that, you want to get a CD or tape of it, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, what you can do is get copies of our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's available in DVD form if you want to get a whole flock when the price comes down. Or you can get the individual ones. You can get the book. If you get a lot of the books, well, the price will come down. We want you to get the information out. We do what we do because freedom is in danger today. And there really are powerful forces aligned against freedom. You need to read our November and December, January and February, November and December 2008, January and February 2009 newsletters. February newsletter has just gone out now and should be posted up on the website tonight or tomorrow night. Get the information, understand who's really running America, and then help us get the truth out. And also, I suggest you go to augustreview.org or .com, I've forgotten which it is, Patrick Wood's website, Patrick Wood, or augustreview.org or .com, and certainly get his estimate of how the Trilateral Commission controls the Secretary of State position. Doesn't matter who the president is. They control the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the World Bank. They control the U.S. Trade Representative. They control the Federal Reserve System. They control the key positions in the administrations, and they have 11 positions, key positions in the Obama administration. Either current or immediate past members of the Trilateral Commission, there's only 85 of them, 87, I think, in the current time, Americans, U.S. citizens, and the North American group of the Trilateral Commission. Get the information from our website. Help us get it out across America while we still can. Reach our police. Reach our military. The information is there. We've just got to get it out. The people on the other side are ruthless. If you were putting together a four-tape set, it's called Deadly Assassins, people who have been associated with the assassination programs carried out by our government. In violation of the law, they killed President Kennedy. If you haven't heard our two four-tape sets on that, you need to get it. Or our DVD on the murder of President Kennedy. We've got a great four-tape set, or four-CD set, on how they killed Martin Luther King and about the trial that was brought by the King family against a man named Lloyd Jowers, who was hired by the mafia, who was hired by the CIA to kill Martin Luther King. There's a book that goes with it, An Act of State. And you've never heard about this because they control the media. We've got a great four-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. And, of course, we have a book, Who Killed Bobby? We've got a DVD, RFK Must Die. We've got a Bobby Kennedy special. You can get all those information. You can get the information on the sinking of the USS Liberty. You can get the Liberty special. Well, we've got a four-tape set on the murder of Larry McDonald. It's called Flight 007, K-A-L, Flight 007, and we've even got a special on that. There's so much information out there that you need to get. You're not going to get elsewhere. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. Remember, of course, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We have a little donation button up on our website if you'd like to donate to help us, because we've got to pay for our radio programs, but we're on 60 outlets every single week. We're reaching people, and more people all across America are listening. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. HIV war. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.